Hello and welcome to a special edition of Colts Corner. I'm Doug Latuca with Ben Dixon and Mike Garafa. Interesting song to introduce ourselves today, but we've got a good show today. We're going to talk some sports headlines, some good news in sports, a lot of stuff happening. We've missed out on a couple of Colts Corner podcasts, so we want to get you guys up to speed on everything going on in the sports world. So let's start off college basketball. Dude, March Madness is among us.
Greatest Elite Eight I've ever seen in my life. The four games decided by a combined 18 points, which is just unbelievable. I mean, that's the smallest margin in the Elite Eight in history. All four games were electric, starting off with on Saturday, Texas Tech Gonzaga. Texas Tech with the big upset there, followed by Virginia Purdue. Obviously, Diakite, the great shot to send it to OT, and finished it off. Virginia did in OT. And yesterday, Auburn taking down Kentucky. Pretty big upset there, especially without one of their big players, Chuma Okeke. And
the big one.
Yeah, and Michigan State taking down Duke. Love to see that, but definitely a great event there. And I'm excited for the Final Four next week.
Yeah, upset special served on a silver platter this weekend. And the Final Four is nothing that I predicted, especially in my bracket. Very weird. Michigan State taking down Goliath and Duke. And the reactions by some of the players on Duke. You look at Jones, you look at Barrett, you look at Williamson, and someone said something pretty funny. Zion just upset that he's going to be a Nick and that his time at Duke is over, which I would be pretty upset if I was a Nick too, because I'm a Nick fan and it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, definitely pretty brutal. But talking about March Madness, we do have some news here.
Yes.
The March Madness name will be changed due to precautionary reasons. I mean, people are getting a little annoyed, a little angered by the mad part in March Madness. And
because it has to do with mental illness. You don't want to call someone mad, you know? It's not nice. You wouldn't want someone to call you mad.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, you don't want to hurt people's feelings anymore. So they're going to remove Madness. They're just going to call it the March Tournament, and we're going to move on from there. So my tweet should be taken down of let the madness begin.
Yeah, I mean,
just
let the tournament begin
because madness is not what the
it's
the,
not
the
it's
word.
Not socially
it's not
acceptable
the word
anymore.
Exactly. It's not the word that we should be using for this tournament because it is all but madness. You know, it's just fun. We're
it's
having
craziness,
a good time. We're playing.
But no, crazy's not good either.
We're playing basketball. That's it. It's just the tournament. There's no madness about it.
Yep.
So that's the direction that they're going in.
Yeah. It's a fun tournament, but mad. I mean, that word's a little outdated. Come on.
I mean, they want to protect people's mental health, so that's the direction that they went in. So that was officially announced by the NCAA as of yesterday after the Final Four. So, I'm sorry, after the Elite Eight play was concluded. So that's the official announcement. So in other news, the New York Mets bringing back Bobby Bonilla to their current roster.
I mean, yeah, they were still paying him up until, I think, 2000. After Bryce Harper's contract is over, I'm pretty sure they will still be paying him. So he decided, hey, this lineup probably needs some help. Why not? I'm going to get out there. There's no news yet if the big club has accepted him in a whole play this upcoming week, but he has expressed interest in returning to the team, and I think he's going to extended spring training down in Florida.
Yeah, I think the Mets really do need the help at third base. Clearly a big hole there.
No more David Wright.
I know. I heard that he may actually be coming back next week sometime. I don't know. We'll hopefully find out about that. And, I mean, maybe even Tim Tebow will be coming up soon. He'll be the star left fielder hitting about 40 bombs a season and batting over .500. So I really can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, he played from 86 to 2001. Pretty good career. 16 years.
Yeah, how old is he now? Like
279 50? Batting average. Let me see here. Let's check that Wikipedia page. He's 56 years old.
Yeah, he'll be a good bat.
He'll be fine.
He's from the Bronx, so he did express interest if he couldn't return to the Mets that he would be interested in the Yankees deal, so maybe they work out a little trade there. Give him Jacoby Ellsbury for Bobby Bonilla. But
yeah, I mean, the guy's definitely not a fan favorite due to the his contract terms.
But if he's playing,
he's going to play out his contract. he's decided to come back, play out his contract, and I think that will be beneficial for both the Mets, their fans, and Bobby.
Hey, it's good, be useful.
Six-time All-Star, three-time Silver Slugger, and a World Series champion.
We're talking about a legitimate player here.
MVP.
He retired at the peak of his career. He's coming back at 56 in the best shape of his life, according to an interview on SNY. So, I mean,
I think he's going to win MVP. That's
what I'm hearing. And
MVP,
I think,
come on.
Forget our predictions, dude. Bobby Bonilla is going to win everything. I'm sorry.
All right.
He's just too good. The Mets are now going to win the World Series with Bobby Bonilla in the lineup.
We'll see.
I'm sorry.
We'll
I called him Vanilla. Come on. It's Bonilla. Jeez. Okay. Sorry. I didn't know that the yells were silent.
That's the highlighting problem here.
Yeah. So he's back with the Mets, and hopefully he can get some success, and maybe Garofa will stop crying about the Mets all the time. But
I do cry myself to sleep about the Mets.
I know, it's tough. It's a tough life. So we're going to go to the NFL. And a guy that is well known by all NFL fans, Joe Thomas, longtime Browns offensive lineman, played there in the worst years to be a Cleveland Brown. He's going to return to Cleveland and help out that boosted offense.
But
he'll be a tight end.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a little big change there. I mean, you saw him as an O-lineman, obviously a big boy. But if you look at some pictures of him now,
oh my gosh.
The guy's in the greatest shape anyone could possibly be in. He looks like a tank. The guy's still a unit. He's got great athleticism, the fact that he was even on the football field to begin with. And he says he's got great hands. We'll see what happens. He'll be in that tight end spot come the fall. He'll at least be at camp. Maybe it'll be tough to make the team as a position he never played in before. But I think he's got what it takes. He's a good athlete, so we'll see what happens. He has expressed interest, though.
Yeah,
and,
the Browns
will bring him in for camp.
Yeah, totally. He really slimmed down after he retired that first time. And a team that could be interested in Joe Thomas would be the New England Patriots. With Gronkowski retired, they cut Dwayne Allen, so they're very slim at the tight end position. So if he decides...
He definitely wants
to return to the tight end.
They'll have to match the Browns' deal.
Exactly.
Though. It's where his heart is.
Exactly. So he'll have it. He has a bunch of options, and he should fill a void on some team.
Yeah, I mean, it should be good. I'm sorry for the little noise there. I got a phone call. We should have answered it.
In the middle of the
day. We should have asked him. It was probably a random spam number. I really should have taken the opportunity to answer it and say, welcome to the podcast. We'd like to ask you some questions. That would have been a really great opportunity.
I mean, that gives us a pretty good idea for Colts Corner.
Some call-ins.
If we're just getting a phone.
We can totally get some call-ins on this podcast.
That actually works because my phone's connected, so... I mean, we could actually figure that out. So
I mean, that would be
innovating every day.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to improve here. But let's move on in our headlines. So LeBron's going to this is a report that I just read. LeBron is going to use his college eligibility and he'll play for the OSU football team. So LeBron leaving basketball, he's going to go pick up the football. And he could definitely play. You could see him at linebacker or safety.
He never went to college. He still has his amateur eligibility, not for basketball, because he did, as we know, he's the greatest professional basketball player of all time, one of them. And can't go back and play college hoops. But he's expressed interest in the Ohio State football program before. And it looks like a little late signing day here, a little late signing day magic. They might make this happen. Not 100% confirmed, just a few reports. But, I mean... From our sources are telling us we should expect to see him on the field in the fall or in that 23 for the Bucks.
Yeah, a lot of teams need linebacker help, and LeBron James learning the game a little bit in college, figuring out.
I think he's going to play two-way, a little linebacker and wide receiver.
There you
tight
go,
end sort of thing.
Figuring out how to harness his skills, and hopefully he becomes an NFL.
I got to look up these high school stats.
Yeah, totally.
This guy was a monster.
Try and let him maybe become an NFL prospect for the draft, and... I'd love to see him in black and gold in the Pittsburgh Steelers defense or offense. You know, let's throw him on both sides of the ball. Guy's an athlete, one of the best athletes in the world. So that would be exciting.
Yeah. Mike, do you have any thoughts about this?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think I'm excited to see him play. I never saw LeBron play football, so I think it'll be cool to see a guy like that bring a big name. Obviously, he'll bring some extra veteran presence to the Ohio State lineup.
Yeah, I mean, in his sophomore year of high school at what's it called? St. Mary's or not exactly sure the name.
Probably
of
something
high school.
Like that.
They're the Fighting Irish. He caught 42 passes, 752 yards, 11 TDs, and he was all state. The guy was an all state football player in Ohio his sophomore year. So yeah, that is a true fact right there, and he has all the potential in the world. Obviously, one of the best athletes in the world. Let's get him and Zion out there. All right, I'd like to see them both. Just dominate on the football field. Let's do it.
I mean, that would be incredible.
St. Vincent, St. Mary High School. Excuse me.
I mean, we're seeing LeBron do this. I wouldn't be surprised if some other guys start changing sports on us.
Let's put AD at tight ends.
I mean, we've already got Tim Tebow
AD's
playing baseball.
AD's a monster. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that
I mean,
that
I heard Steph Curry was thinking about maybe joining, playing golf.
Golf, yes. Yeah. That is correct. He's a pretty good golfer.
He is. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised seeing him on the PGA Tour.
I was gonna say that. I think he's thinking about signing up.
Could pull a little Happy Gilmore there.
Yeah, he may end up quitting in right before the.
I don't think he'd be quitting. I think it'd be more of like a dual career sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's going for the FedEx Cup.
Yeah,
he's got to compete.
Let's get him out there.
He's legit too. Yep. So that would be exciting.
Also, just want to mention quick, guys, that we actually managed to make it to the number one on the Apple Podcast for podcast listens. So we have officially become the most famous podcast in the world. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening on Apple Podcasts for so long. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for all your support.
It made my day.
I know, right?
You're the most popular people in the world.
Thank you so much for informing us of that. You know, we worked so hard on this. We started it from nothing, and look where we are now.
Bottom now.
Yeah, it's just tough that we're going to have to graduate this year and hand it off. So hopefully
they'll keep it in the number one spot.
Yeah, hopefully we're still in that number one spot, because this really just shows how much effort we put in, and we're really proud of what our podcast has done. And clearly you guys are happy with what's happened, all the material that's being put out. So it's great to see the results.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, so our last headline today, Jacoby Ellsbury set to return to the New York Yankee lineup after a lengthy time off with an injury. He's got multiple issues, but he's finally going to make his return. He's going to bat lead off. Got to say, Gardy,
play
struggling.
Center. I mean, dude, Gardy's killing us. He had a great at-bat yesterday. But why was the first thing we did in the offseason re-sign this guy for $10 million? I mean, you could have gotten a guy like Bryce Harper. We didn't. But we're bringing back the $130-something million man, Jacoby Ellsbury. He's back in the lineup. Obviously, great talent at some point. We had to wrap him in bubble wrap for a little while to make sure he didn't hurt himself. But he's back. I'm excited. And let's hope that money finally pays off, you know?
Yeah, him and Greg Bird were both put in bubbles in the offseason, so they were not touched by anything.
Bird's popped
outside.
Up. Bird's
yeah, Bird was able to escape his bubble in the opening day lineup, but I heard that he actually tripped coming out of the subway yesterday. There was a homeless person, and he tripped. I actually heard that he hurt his ankle, and he's going to have to go to some physical therapy, so I don't know if that'll affect
his...
Yeah,
no, my sources are telling me it was only like... He rolled it. Didn't break it completely, but he should be back. He's going day to day.
He's going to be on the IL. We're going to put him on the 10-day. That's what I heard. But Greg Bird's fragile as it gets.
Got to call him.
I heard that they actually arrested the homeless man and are charging him with assault.
Really?
So.
Wow. Breaking news. Doug, you got to hear. Just got an alert on my phone. Big stuff. And you can break the news. A little NHL news here.
Yeah, some big news. As the NHL fans know, maybe not everybody listened to this podcast, that the Seattle is supposed to get an NHL team coming up either next year or the year after that. And they've just come out with the name for it. They will be the Seattle Seahawks.
That's a good line. Yeah. That's a good name.
Well, Russell Wilson.
Exactly. Oh, Russell Wilson's the owner
and
of this squad.
Basically what I'm seeing, at least in this article, shout out Barry Melrose, great piece on ESPN, is that the NHL and NFL teams are going to merge together, obviously, but they're both going to have their respective clubs in the different leagues, but they're going to have the same logo, same colors.
They may even use the same field, too.
No, because Seahawks are playing on the ice, let's be real.
Okay, true.
One of the Seahawks on the ice, one on the
football
field.
You could just throw the ice in the middle of the
rumors about of the stadium series, potentially, that could happen. We'll see what happens there. But
yep.
What's going to happen is they're going to take the same pool of players. So let's say there's a guy on the NHL squad who's a pretty good football player. Seahawks are thin. They need a wide receiver. He's coming out there. I mean, it's now within their reach to do that. And it's very exciting news.
Really
exciting. Game-changing stuff.
Yeah, great stuff for the city of Seattle. You love to see two sports merging here. Same name, same colors, exactly what you want. The starting quarterback for the football Seattle Seahawks is the owner of the hockey Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, it's just really great for the city of Seattle.
Yeah, so I actually just saw this on the news this morning that NASCAR is starting a new series, Mailman Racing. They're going to be having mailmen in mail trucks. They're going to have them race around their tracks once a year. They're going to be calling them the March Mailness, so that they can have the mailmen get out there and race around the track for those NASCAR fans.
What is this, a 2020 start date?
Yes, it is. Oh. It is going to be starting in March in 2020. March Maleness is going to be an official thing. Mailmen are going to be competing. I'm excited. I might have to become a mailman for this.
Yeah, I mean, it should be good. Just to go back on the Seattle Seahawks, it might be a problem here because I'm hearing the NFL is moving towards a water polo movement. You know, I think the ice
training programs.
The ice is going to be eliminated, and we're gonna get in the pools here. I think the players are moving to the pools, and it's going to start as the water polo league is buying the NHL.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Barry Melrose again. Breaking news.
Wow, that's huge.
Wow.
Actually, I'm sorry. I want to get my sources right. That's Bob McKenzie.
Bob McKenzie.
Outstanding.
TSN,
insider.
Right?
It's just been a great day in
really
sports.
Well done. Yeah. So water polo is taking over the world.
No more NHL. Wow.
That's Mike's right. It has been a great day in sports. Unfortunately, I mean, it's all the crazy headlines we've got. I mean,
I just want to add to this.
Oh, one more?
The global warming is causing the ice to melt. So
melting.
They're moving. That's why? They want to move towards the water now. So ice will be officially eliminated.
Oh, this will also be funded by the Hungarian Water Polo Olympic team. That's part of the article there.
That's pretty cool.
But great news today. Great podcast. That'll do it for us this week or today. As always, we'd like to thank the following people: Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ashuti, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the Board of Education. Our audience listens every Thursday. Today's Monday. And finally, thank you to the class of 2016 for their very generous donation towards our podcast setup. We'll be back on Thursday for the MLB Whip Around and our normal Colts Corner. But I'm Ben Dixon, alongside our always reliable producer, Mikey Stats Garaffa, Douglas Atuka. Happy April Fools. None of this was real. We'll see you on Thursday.
April Fools, everyone.
April Fools.